certain things according to the halakha that the rabbis were concerned about lizut sefatayim, which means they were worried about people that are going to do things that are going to cause suspicion on themselves. Hachamim didn't want a person to put himself in a situation where people are going to talk about him. That look what he's doing something illegal, or he's doing something for gain or for benefit. So even though technically certain things are permissible, but the rabbis forbade it because they didn't want people to talk. One classic example is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer Siman Yudbet. There's a halakha that says that God forbid if a man, goes missing. So his wife is now in a state of aguna. She doesn't know his status. If he passed away, she can get remarried. But if he's still alive somewhere, she's in limbo. She cannot get married. The halakha says that if one witness, even one witness comes and says, Met ba'alech, your husband is dead, and he testifies, we believe him. Even though normally one witness is not believed. In the whole Torah, you need two witnesses. But for whatever reason, in this case, we trust one witness. So imagine the fellow comes, he testifies in the Beit Din that the fellow died. Beit Din says, you are permissible to marry. However, that witness cannot marry the lady. Because the people are going to come along and say, ulterior motive, he was lying. He wanted to marry her, so he came and made the testimony, but even though it's permissible. But that's the case of lazut sefatayim. So the people won't come along and say, he knows the way how to kosher her up, so he can take her for himself. However, let's say two witnesses came, and said, the husband died. Halakha writes, then one of the two witnesses can marry. What's the difference? Because in this case over here, we don't say that one person is going to lie for the other guy. She's one, it's dependent on one guy, he controls it. So therefore we say, he say met in order that he can come and marry. But that you're going to bring me as a witness, and I'm going to testify, so you can go marry, no. Therefore, since you're coming as two, we don't forbid it. But when it comes as one, where he knows that he controls the whole testimony himself, then we say, he had ulterior motives. So that's the case of Isud because of Lazut Sifatayim.